The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. How is everybody? If you are like me, feeling and sensing and expecting glorious things, these are exciting times. It is so glorious to be alive in Christ Jesus. You and I are being prepared for something greater. So consider that as a prophetic instruction. Prepare yourself for something greater and bigger. In Isaiah chapter 54, verse 2, it says, "Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes." Verse 3, "For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities." So we are for expansion. We are not shrinking back. We are expanding and we're preparing for greater work. Like I said before, the believers and followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we focus on Him, what is happening all over the world is great news. Focus on the things of God. Do not even look at the bad things. Every time you face issues or challenges, look at those challenges as opportunities for you. Things will look better because our present and our future is far greater than our past. We don't have any past anyway. Be led by the Holy Spirit as we pray continually for our country, for our political leaders, for other believers, brothers, sisters in Christ, and for our families. There are two systems that are operating on this earth today. It has been for a while. The kingdom of the world, or the Babylonian system, and the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the world, or in the system of the world, if it's too good to be true, more than likely it is not true. In the kingdom of our God, if it is too good to be true, it is from God. It is supernatural. Glory to God. So which kingdom are you going to live or operate under here on earth? For us believers, of course, the kingdom of our God. Exciting things are happening all over. In the system or in the kingdom of the world, we have to earn everything. And things take too long, too expensive. We have to compromise. We have to trade some bad ones for good. Too much heartaches and afflictions. In the kingdom of God, Jesus paid it all. Everything. The newness of life in Christ Jesus that we enjoy now, it's because of Him. And the wonderful thing for me is we do not need to earn His love. He loved us while we were sinners, so much more now. In the kingdom of God, there is no fear. You don't need to compromise. And as far as sacrifices are concerned unto God, Jesus prefers our sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving. Because knowing by praising Him and giving thanks in every situation, it means to say that we are expressing that we trust Him in spite of everything, that we have faith in Him, that we believe Him, that He is the Lord, and we know that all good things come from Him. You know, last week, me and Deb accidentally established another Thanksgiving Day for Freedom Fellowship Church to celebrate. Resurrection Sunday will be our first Thanksgiving Day of the year to celebrate Jesus as our Passover and to thank Him and praise Him for our salvation. And of course, the second Thanksgiving, the whole country celebrate on the third Thursday of November, is giving God thanks for this country. So last Resurrection Sunday, we celebrated our first Thanksgiving holy day at Pete and Erin's house. Deb baked the turkey. I made the sweet potato. Ed and Sylvia brought the salad. And everybody else brought something. It was a wonderful day. And we are going to do and celebrate this every year. Thanksgiving Day, thanking Jesus for our salvation. And also, I know I mentioned it last program, I truly enjoyed our Passover celebration at the Hilton Garden Inn. Joshua and Kobe were the youth pastors who led us into doing the elements that we always do, the Passover, the eggs, eating bitter herbs, the carousette, and unleavened bread. And Deb closed it as Jesus as the Passover lamb. Of course, Dora and Esther, Davina, Nancy, and all the youth participated. And the three of us who had been doing this ourselves for a long time, me and Mike and Ed, we just sat there and enjoyed the entire service. And I can truly tell you that the group did an excellent job. And Joshua brought in new revelations of the Passover celebration like we didn't know before. And it's just like, we are so blessed. We enjoy the benefit of discipleship from them. So I wanted to thank you, Joshua, Kobe, Deb, Dora, Davina, Erin, Pete, Gail, Sylvia, and everybody. Thank you. I really enjoyed myself and I am grateful. See, they paid for my hotel room for 2 nights rest, but I didn't do any work. I just shared something. They did all the work. And I got rest. To God be the glory. It is really a harvest season for me. Then it didn't end there. That Resurrection Sunday, Ed Grubb took the morning service and Mike took the evening service. I got the whole weekend off. What a glorious life I have, right? Now it's back to work. I continue to prepare for our big trip to Israel and Greece. And there are about 7 to 10 people joining us from the Philippines. We're going to have a wonderful time. And if you noticed, I did not push or I did not try to sell this trip to Israel to you, our listeners. I extended the invitation because this is very important mission for me and for Freedom Fellowship Church. God wanted us to celebrate the Pentecost or the Feast of the Weeks in Jerusalem. So that's why. And also, I wanted the people to go to Israel to celebrate the Pentecost, of course, which is a required feast. But I would like the people that are joining us and going with me on this trip, that they really heard from God that they want to be there for the Lord as their offering to the Lord. And I really felt the Holy Spirit leading me to do this. This trip, all the expenses that will be paid, they are our offering harvest to our Lord Jesus Christ. So everybody, including the youth, were required to pay at least the $200 deposit to secure their post. And they were required to pay more, and the rest of what we're going to get from the proceeds from our fundraising events will be applied first to the praise and worship team and then to the ministry team, and the rest will be for this broadcast. So the fundraising events, hopefully, will cover most of the expenses for the praise team. And as a ministry, and as you, our listeners, you have a part of this offering. You are a part by praying for us. For those of you that are praying for us. For those of you who showed up to come and show their support to buy some items or to eat their hamburgers and organic hot dogs. And some of you donated some items. That is your offering as a part of this body for the Pentecost. And God knows all of you, okay? I'm also trying to arrange on the first day of the week of Pentecost, which is Sunday, by the way, that we will hold a praise rally at the Jaffa Gate at the Old City, Jerusalem, and or hold a Sunday service at the Upper Room. I'm still trying to arrange this. How exciting. It's very possible that we can do both. And for the team, a part of the core team that are not going with me to Israel, that are working so hard in helping us with this fundraising, you serve, you volunteer, you donated some stuff, you bought some, you gave money. You are all working hard and also you share our excitement and enthusiasm for this. We are all about ready to receive and experience supernatural from God this new season. So continue to thank God for this and expect it. Okay? We will continue this fundraising events until May. So for some of you who have not showed up yet to buy or to eat or both, there is plenty of time for you. For those of you that are supposed to give me your spare millions and spare thousands of dollars, you still have time and opportunity. Remember, I can still receive your spare millions and thousands of dollars. I do not want your pennies, not unless they're dated back for a long, long time that are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. I want the big bucks. It is for a good cause. And you will be partakers of our grace. You will not only help to fund the trip to Israel for the team, with the extra cash, we'll be able to expand this radio broadcast. How can you lose with that? Remember, many of you, when you first heard me on the radio, you cannot stand me. But now, you like me already. And some of you started loving me as a sister in Christ. Yes, I'm talking to you. Even some of the Pharisees who have been listening to me to find some faults in which they found a lot, okay? We are also winning some of them. Love never fails. And for those of you who love me from the get-go, God bless you. Because of your support, because of your prayer cover, I continue to get inspired and strengthened to continue this radio broadcast. I thank you, and Jesus, thank you too. For probably about 2 years now, I had been approached and was given opportunities to broadcast this radio nationwide. I have been resisting it because of the amount of study time and work, and I need some staff to answer the phone. I have been resisting it. But wherever the Lord leads us, I will yield to that. After all, this is 2017, and it is a year of harvest. Okay? So thank you for listening and supporting this radio broadcast. And some of you, you can do more. Okay? But I will leave that to you and the Holy Spirit. Now, let us go back to the two kingdoms that are operating on the earth. Kingdom of this world, which is controlled by Satan and his ways of doing things, and the kingdom of our God, which we are being led by the Holy Spirit to implement God's ways of doing things here on earth. And we know that we have the upper hand. We have the advantage. Ours is a sure way to victory. Even King Hezekiah knew that. In 2 Kings 19:15, King Hezekiah acknowledged that God alone is over all the kingdoms of the earth, including the kingdom of Satan or the Babylonian system. This is 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 15. And Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, O Lord God of Israel, enthroned between the cherubim, you alone are God over all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Do not distress yourself on what is going on in the world. You are not part of it. Stay away from it. And its application and its systems and ways of thinking and doing things. Keep in mind that God is still on the throne, and he is the only true God over all the earth. The devil has no power over you. Okay? 2 Chronicles 20, verse 6, it says, O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. It's amazing. And we are under new covenant. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit. We are taught and led by the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God. This was in the Old Testament, but they still acknowledge that God is over all. So much more now. Daniel chapter 6, verse 26, it says, I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. And for us Christians, the followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, Mark chapter 4:11, this is Jesus talking. He told them, the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you. The secrets of the kingdom of God was given to us. We can learn the ways of God, how to operate in the kingdom of our God here on earth, by allowing the Holy Spirit to teach us. The Word of God, who is Christ Jesus, is our foundation and our cornerstone and the source of life. The Holy Spirit, who will never leave us nor forsake us, is our power source. He is also our teacher and our advocate. We need to be a student of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will reveal things to us that we'd never known before. You know, sometimes we read the Bible and all of a sudden we sense the Holy Spirit reveal things to us. And sometimes I get so upset with myself saying, how come I have not seen this before? Same thing with you. So the Holy Spirit will not deviate from the heart of God, from the will of God, from the Word of God, because he is God. He will not speak on his own, but he will lead us, teach us, and guide us into all truth. He will guide us and reveal Jesus Christ to us. Jesus acknowledged that a part of his mission here on earth is to preach the good news, not the bad news, the good news of the kingdom of God. He set up his kingdom, his ways, and means for us to follow and implement on this earth, not just for ourselves, but for his glory, for him. And yes, to preach salvation message and to mature the body of Christ. Luke chapter 4, verse 43. But he said, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent. And the principles of the kingdom of God, they're very simple. Example, Luke chapter 9, verse 62. Jesus replied, no one puts his hand to the plow and look back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. Stop talking about the good old days. Stop talking when you were so anointed. Stop talking when you're happy, when you're young, when you're pretty, when you're smart and everything is going out for you. Your past and your future is far greater than that. Don't look back, because just like what Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, verse 62, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the service in the kingdom of God. And you want to be in the kingdom of God. And he told us what not to do in that scripture. Stop talking about the good old days. The present days and future are much, much better than that, because we have the Holy Spirit. In Luke chapter 17, verses 20 and 21, it says, once having been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, the kingdom of God does not come with your careful observation, nor will people say, here it is, or there it is, because the kingdom of God is within you. the kingdom of God, which is the Holy Spirit in our hearts, the Jesus in us. And that is why we celebrate the Passover, right? Luke chapter 22, verses 14 through 16. Because Jesus commands us to celebrate the Passover, like the nation of Israel, forever, until that day, right? Luke chapter 22, verse 14 through 16. What is that day? It says, when the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. When the kingdom of God is fully implemented here on earth, and who's going to do it? Us, you and I, through the leading and revelation of the Holy Spirit. It also says it in verse 18. For I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Right? And we know no one can see the kingdom of God unless he's born again. That is Jesus saying that to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verse 3. And we know what the kingdom of God is all about. Romans 14, 17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. We will not see the kingdom of God, or we cannot operate the kingdom of God, or even in the kingdom of God, without the Holy Spirit. And we know the end, we win. That is why we have this confidence. That's why we're so excited about the future. There is no room for depression for us Christians, for us followers of Jesus Christ, because, you know, this battle is fixed. We win. Jesus won it for us even before it began. Revelation 11:15. We're living in the book of Revelation. So this is where you and I need to focus on, okay? The seven angels sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. We can usher forth the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ when we take our post and start implementing his ways of doing things. That the kingdom of the world will be utterly, totally defeated, and the kingdom of our Lord and his ways of doing things will be fully implemented. First, in every area of our life, then in every sector of society all over the world. Amen. So stop worrying. Why are you distressing yourself with what is happening? You are focusing on the bad things that are happening. Rejoice, apply, and implement God's ways of doing things here on earth, starting with your life, starting with you accepting the love of God. You're not part of the kingdom of the world. You'll never fit in. But you hold a special place and a position in the kingdom of our God here on earth. There are simple things that you can do that will produce power and victory in your life right now, no matter what you're dealing with. Of course, if you're listening to this and you're not born again, then that is the first thing that you must do. You must acknowledge that Jesus is your Lord and Savior of your life. That without him, you can do nothing. And then ask him that you want to be born again. And the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And you may not see changes in your physical, but in your heart. Once you're born again, you will take on the DNA of our God. Okay? And for those that are Christians who have been born again for a long, long time, let us focus on watching our confession and profession of our faith. Focus on studying the Word of God and the Holy Spirit as your teacher. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you about the kingdom of God. And you must develop relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ as your beloved, as your Savior, as your Lord, as your God. Call me at 210-396-7891. Like us on the facebook.com/sonsofgodministries or facebook.com/freedomfellowshipinternational. Join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off IH-10. Our morning service starts at 10:30 and evening service at 7 p.m. We also hold Wednesday services at 7 p.m. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.